save you the price. You will love this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Marissa. How are you?
Melissa, and I'm doing well. Thank you.
Melissa. See? All right. Yes. I won't blame Mary on that one, okay?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
It's Monday, right?
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, I'm Matt, by the way, and my job is to get you pricing and kind of explain to you guys how we can ultimately help you guys grow your business. Obviously, we are calling, roofing companies in the area to try to fill this position. You guys are out of Sneed's Ferry, is that correct?
Yes, Sneed's Ferry, Jacksonville area, yes.
I gotcha. Okay, that's what I thought because the Jacksonville area is what's kind of like opened up. So I was like,
awesome.
I wonder how
awesome.
Close that is. So yeah.
So our, just a heads up. So when we opened the business, we're going on our first year. We were in Sneed's Ferry. So we should be getting it in from the IRS soon. We did a change of address when we bought our home that's right outside of Sneed's Ferry, which is now outside of Jacksonville. We're like right in the middle.
So Jacksonville area
would be great.
What's the city of it?
Well, it is Jacksonville. It's 1119 Pickett Road, Jacksonville is what it is. But it's like we're on the outskirts of Jacksonville.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
So that's good because we need to did you guys – and it's Rays Roofing, R-A-Y-Z-E, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just take a look at a couple of things here, too, while I'm talking to you. Okay, so, yeah, you guys do have – you guys already have a Google business profile. You have 3 5-star reviews. That's good.
Mm-hmm. We literally just finally got verified on Google. That was
there you go, and I bet
a
that
year's
was a project,
worth of headache.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I had a septic pump guy in Texas. Literally, it took him 3 years. We did it in, 2 weeks. So,
yeah, I had to hire somebody to do it for me. I was like, okay. And it took him, it took him 2 months, and it was because of the address because we were Marine Corps. And we lived at an RV park. And so that RV park, shows on Google as RV park. And we're trying to say, the business is out of here. But so it was a headache. But we're on there. So we're good.
Well, one thing we'll be able to do is update your business address. And number two, obviously, we want to hide that address because we don't want to show them like it's an RV park or your personal house to people on Google. That's just never good to show your personal address. So we have tons and tons of people that we do that with. So that's going to be an easy change for us and you guys to do. Do you guys own the domain name right now that for your website, the Rays Roofing LLC.com? You guys own that?
So we went through my AIO and they're like doing our marketing on Facebook and Instagram, got the Google verification, they're doing the Bing. And they created our website and it was a one-time fee. So I'm assuming that was the purchase of the domain.
Okay. Yeah. So you just got to find out if this did make sense. Whether you can get access to that or not, of course. How long have you been with this MyAIO company?
I believe, let's see, it's on a monthly basis. And I
That's good. So there's no like long-term
it.
Contract or anything, right?
No, there's not.
Okay.
No, there's not. I believe it started in September.
Gotcha. So now we're basically 2 months in.
Yeah.
And what were they main thing? They do a website. I don't know much about my AIO. There's a lot of people that try to be in our space, but there's really only 20 Google partners really. And then there's everybody else that tries to be us. So,
right.
What have they done thus far? Obviously they created your website. Looks like they helped you get your Google business profile listing. So there's been some benefit there. I mean, ultimately, when you hire these type of companies, it's all about results and getting you more business. Have you gotten any business out of this or not so much?
It's been kind of hit and miss. I feel like the business has been more us than anything
than them.
That we've tried. Because we literally, within the last month, decided to do Angie Pro. And
how'd that go?
Total third party there. And they got us in a contract, and they wanted $2,000 a month.
Oh, my God. You're spending $2,000 with Angie's? Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, told my husband, I called him because the app isn't, like, updating the way it should be. It's not. The leads that are coming in, obviously, you don't get their direct number. So trying to get a hold of leads has become a headache. I think we started, I think our the month will be as of November 20th. So we've only been on it for a couple of weeks, but out of, I think we've gotten, 17 leads, and out of those 17 leads, we got Mr. Todd, we got Mr. Kevin, Mr. Don, Patricia, and Andrew. There's been like five that we've actually spoken with. We've done a couple of inspections. But some of the other ones,
you think out of those five you're going to get a job or not necessarily? You don't know.
I have no idea, man. I have no idea.
But it's definitely not worth $2,000 a month, right? So.
Exactly. Like, let me throw $2,000 in the wind.
So let me, this might be the best call that you had in a long time, because here's why. I talk to people like you all the time, Melissa, and, you know, I hear this exact same thing. Like, I have one guy spending like $5,000 a month, like they suckered him into. And I like literally had to like give him the talk, and I'll say the same thing here to you. Okay. I don't like talking bad about any company, but I feel good about talking bad about Angie's. And here's why. They do this stuff all the time to you guys. And they actually got in a lot of trouble. If you just do your own research and you go onto Google and you type in FTC, Angie's, you'll see that the Federal Trade Commission had to come down on Angie's for being a bad, bad boy. Okay? So that's all I say. They're not good people. Okay? They're really not. Because anytime the Federal Trade Commission has to come down on a business, they're not doing something right.
Right. Okay.
So, and I say this respectfully, because sometimes Angie's does work for people, but 90% of the time they don't work, and they lock you guys up to a long-term contract. So here's how you get out of the devil, as I say.
Okay.
And this is what you need to do. First, you got to send them to their customer service email or whatever they got, and you got to send them a basically, I'm spending a ton of money. This is not right. You guys got in trouble with the FTC. Years ago, at this point, we are discontinuing all services with you, and then you call your credit card company and you block them. That's the only way that you're going to get out of that monster. Only way.
Okay. That's what I figured, and that's what I heard, is that you have to go, because we put it on our business bank account, and I can't even take the credit card number off or anything.
Yeah, you can change the card number if you need to. Change the card number if you need to, but definitely do get, call your bank, change the card number, just get out of that. That's so much money you guys are spending. And honestly, every month that's going to go by, like imagine spending $5,000 like that client I had to have that talk with. So with us, we're way more affordable too. You're going to get so much value with us. You're going to be like, whoa, like if you gave me even $1,000 budget to spend, I can like mesmerize you with leads, right? And again, it's because we don't just focus on one fishing pond. Angie's is a reseller, right? What we do is get you on the top of Google, okay? And that's the main difference, like what we're going to help you with. And not just get you on the top of Google, we have other ways too. So let me talk about how we do this and explain our services to you. But yeah, that's definitely, when's your next billing with Angie's?
It's on November 20th, so it's getting close. So, and I had I had a talk with Brett, the guy that signed us up for it last Thursday, because I couldn't get through with our liaison that we had for 30 days. Her manager, I couldn't get through to her. So we went back to the sales guy, and he was supposed to escalate everything. I have not heard anything yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're going through that, but at least I kind of gave you some valuable wisdom. You're just going to, honestly, they're going to fight like hell to, like, get you to, because they're going to say, you signed a contract and this and that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you guys also got freaking, like, cracked down by the Federal Trade Commission and had to pay $7.2 million several years back, right, to businesses because of your notorious business practices. So don't go there like you guys are, like, the best thing since sliced bread, because you're really not. Right. They're really, honestly, they're like, I call them the devil for a reason, Melissa, because I just don't like what they do to companies like yours and how the techniques and how they suck you guys into signing these long-term contracts. And you guys have no clue what you're doing because you're like cheap and like, you know, deer in a headlight kind of thing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh my God, this is going to help my business and yada, yada, yada. Okay. Let me tell you about us. Okay, 93% of people stick with me. I have a high retention, okay? The only reason why the other 7% don't work out is because they don't answer their phone, right? Like, I have a guy right now, I have to literally call him 3 times a week. He never picks up his phone. I said, look, how are you going to be successful if you're not picking up your phone, right? You'd be surprised.
Right.
Some guys out there are just crazy. So, so the first step that we do, right, is, Melissa, is we do this thing, and it's my favorite part of our packages. It's this thing called Google Verified. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying. I've been going through for a year.
Okay. Well, that's your Google business profile. Okay. Google Verified is the pay-per-lead program through Google. Okay.
Oh, yes. I have heard. Yeah.
Okay, and what's so great about that is those are the best leads because they put you at the tippy top of Google and they come in the form of a phone call. You don't share with anyone else like Angie's, right? They only charge you when it's a verified lead. I'm going to go over the details in a minute about how all that works. Basically, you just need a couple things in order to qualify for that. Obviously, you have your Google business profile. There's a lot of little things to it. The second thing is you guys obviously have a roofing license in North Carolina, correct?
Absolutely.
And then you have at least $250,000 in general liability insurance on your business as well?
Oh, yeah. We have $1 million, I believe it
okay,
is.
Okay, perfect. So those – and then the last criteria is no felonies on the owners in the last 7 years now. So you'd be good on that as well, correct?
No. He's a veteran, so no.
Good. My guy. Yeah. I love it. I love veterans, by the way. So good. Good, good. So, yeah, you guys are good people. That's what we're trying to say. So, and the reason you're probably asking, wow, Google does all that? Because Google's not going to put somebody at the very tippy top and put a badge next to them and show them that they've been vetted and all that unless they're a legit business. Like, this is the crim of the crim of the lead. So, that's one way we'll help your business. The second way is getting you guys to start showing up on the Jacksonville and the whole, like, area there at the map section. Okay, because most of the searches and most of the times businesses are found, not just being at the very tippy top of Google, is on the map section. We all use the map section, like Chinese restaurant near me or, you know, home goods near me, convenience store, grocery store. We use Google Maps all day, every day. Okay, so not only do you want to be there, you want to be dominating there. Okay, so all your keywords, like roofing company, tile roof, shingle roof, all those like keywords, we want to make sure that you're listed on the first page. They click, they call you directly. Okay? Yeah. Now, this package is not like a pay per job. It's just a flat rate, okay? And I'll break down all the pricing to everything, like, in a second. But we list you on Bing, Yelp, and Apple Maps. And then the last thing is Facebook, okay? Now, you guys did set up a business Facebook page. Am I seeing this correct? Yeah?
Yes. We have we have Facebook and Instagram.
Good. Okay.
And we're on Yelp as well. That was another one we started with, but they were like pay per anybody clicking on you.
Yeah.
And they were taking money out of our account saying we got 40 leads. And I'm like, what in the heck is that? Like, so it's very, it's been a frustrating year with
trying to navigate like, okay, who's going to work for me? Who's going to get us business? Who's going to actually like, like, get the results that we're paying for. And I see it.
Right.
And
right.
I hate that, you know, at least I'm coming in at a good time because, like, okay, you cancel Angie's. As long as we can build certain trust with each other, I really know you guys are going to love what we do because, you know, I have over 1,000 businesses under my, you know, management here with our company. So, you know, I have a lot of businesses, and I'll tell you based
What's
on my
What's the name of the company again, Matt?
We're called Local Splash. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll send you an email, too, while we're talking. I'll send you an email of all the pricing breakdown, too, so we can go over that, too. And then, obviously, if this makes sense, we could always, you know, get the husband involved and what have you, too. So, here. But, so, the thing about, okay, so, obviously, I talked to you about the pay-per-leads briefly, mm-hmm. the getting you on the Google Maps, and then the third portion is our Facebook advertising. We do Facebook advertising way different than a lot of companies. Okay, let me explain. Facebook is actually the second most visited place on the internet than anywhere else. Okay, mm-hmm. more than TikTok, more than Instagram, more than Yelp, more than Angie's, it's Facebook. Okay, still to this day, they've done studies on all this.
Yeah.
So not only do you want to be there, but you want to be capturing that book of business. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So how we help you basically, and we just stick with Facebook because it works. We've been doing Facebook for 10 years now. Okay, we are going to start doing more like TikTok and stuff like that. But, you know, TikTok's for the more younger crowd. You know, people who have roofs are going to be in a certain age bracket, right? They're not going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
They go on TikTok, but it's just not going to really integrate well. And here's the reason why, Pat. We use this thing called retargeting ads. So anytime somebody types in roofing company in the Jacksonville area onto Google, but let's say they didn't call you, but they type that keyword into Google, what's going to happen mm-hmm. is your business Facebook page is going to show up on an ad on their personal feed because they typed that keyword onto Google.
I gotcha.
Have you ever had that experience where, like, you type
yep.
something into Google, and then next thing you know, you're somewhere else, let's say YouTube, and now you're seeing those same shoes that you typed in,
oh,
like,
yeah.
20 minutes ago? That's called retargeting
yeah.
ads. And that concept
okay.
helps our businesses because our packages include so much Facebook adage, right, within the package where we're not spending too much because it is a pay-per-click on the Facebook, but we include so much in the budget where we're not – it's just flat, right? So it's not getting crazy, and it's going to get you consistent business every single month thereafter.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So obviously we want to make sure that, you know, you guys are showing up, but you're not just showing up, but you're dominating, okay? And, you know, you're ultimately getting the results, okay? So let me kind of – I'm sending you the email too, but as I'm, like, talking, I'm sending it. So the – I'm trying to multitask. So let me break down how the
on
pricing –
On a Monday.
Yeah, on a Monday, exactly. Luckily, I have my coffee. So let me break down how the pay-per-leads program works. Now, that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks, so 30 to 60 days, okay? So realistically, probably towards the middle to end of January, we would have you approved for the pay-per-leads because they got to do the background check. We got to submit your business license, your proof of insurance. It's a bunch of paperwork back and forth, right? But we can streamline it as soon as possible. We also got to get you guys 2 more 5-star reviews because you have to have a total of 5 5-star reviews. So you're on the right track.
Okay.
Okay. Let me grab your email too before I forget.
It's MRAYZE, the number one, at Outlook.com.
Outlook.com. Okay. And it's spelled like the regular M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Did I get that right?
No. It's the letter M and then R-A-Y-Z-E.
No, your first name. This
M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. No worries. Okay. Okay, so as I was saying is, okay, so fast forward, you're approved, okay? Everything's good. What happens is Google puts you at the tippy top, okay? Now, this platform you can turn on and off, and I'm going to go over the nitty-gritty while I explain it, okay? But the only time Google charges you for these calls is when you get pricing over the phone or you meet the customer in person, okay? It's okay. Google's pay-per-lead program. It's a qualified lead. So obviously, Melissa, you're not giving pricing over the phone if it doesn't deserve to be given, right?
Right.
Because they use an AI robot. So obviously, you need to be smart with the leads. But when you are smart with the leads, right, you're going to get the results that you're looking for, especially being a roofing company, because – your guys' jobs are big jobs, right? You know, like a good roof could make you guys some good money, right? So that's why we want to make sure, you know, you guys play with it smart and we teach you how to use it to where you grow your business correctly, okay?
Okay.
There's a really good video. I'll make sure to include it here too. Let me forget. Yeah, I'll put it in too. Electrician. Video. And he basically talked about how these leads transformed his business. He owns a company called Stingray Electric out of Florida. And
okay.
He did a really good video for us on how the Google pay-per-leads really like took his business to the next level. And it will, because you can turn them on and off at any time. Yes, us having you in the map section and us running the Facebook ads, that's going to get you work and like as a part flat rate. But these paper leads is really what's going to take you to the next level, because certain weeks when you're like, okay, I need more jobs and you're willing to spend a little bit more money, okay, because obviously you guys have a healthy budget of at least marketing where you want to, you know, like if you spend $1,000 a month on marketing, right, like where you have our package plus the pay-per-leads, you'll have plenty of budget to like work with. And in some months, if you want to only spend like $600-$700, then you can, is what I'm trying to say. Because the good news is the pay-per-leads will really help you like fill in the gap when you need it. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. So you understand that it's a pay-per-lead on that. You can turn it on and off. They only charge you when you get pricing over the phone or you meet them in person.
Right.
Okay, cool. All right, let me break down what the costs are on that, okay? Now, anytime you give an actual hard pricing on the phone or like meet them in person like we talked about, Google will charge you $55 for that qualified lead.
Okay.
So obviously you got to be smart with it, right? You're not just giving anybody pricing that doesn't make sense or just curious rather than serious, right? So that's the cool thing is you're only getting charged for a qualified lead. Now, once you get set up for that, Google does make you prepay, like a prepaid account or like a gas card, prepaid gas card kind of thing. You get my drift. They make you prepay 13 leads up front, okay? So what a lot of my clients do is they'll take two leads 1 week, then they churn it off, right? And they work that really hard. Especially you guys, kind of the sales cycle might be a little bit longer. It sounds like, you know, with your guys' company, it's not a quick sales cycle, you know? So,
no.
you know, you churn it off. And then when you're ready for, let's say 2 weeks later for another two, then you churn it back on. Our dashboard allows you to do that. Turn it on, turn it off, right? And it will help you really, really tremendously, you know, help grow your business and, you know, all that stuff. Now, do you guys do roof repair as well, or are you mainly just like new installs?
So we do installs. We do single metal. We do commercial. We do gutter cleaning. We do gutter install, and we do gutter repair.
Gotcha. So metal roof installation.
And shingle.
Gotcha. That's just another, gotcha. And then you do, gutter, gutter install, gotcha. And then gutter, repair, you're saying, and cleaning,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. You got a lot of good keywords that you can, work with, right? Like the gutter is a whole nother set, which we could obviously, you could put in towards your keyword. But I think the roofing would be really your best bet because of the job size and how much it brings you guys. That would make sense. That would make sense for the pay per leads. But if you ever wanted to do the gutter like side of things too, that could be something we could, you know, go towards. You know, as well down the road, once you really see it on the roofing side. Okay.
Gotcha.
But to give you an idea, I'm breaking literally all the pricing down to you so you can see it. Okay. And then we will go through all that. So any questions thus far on the pay per leads?
No.
Okay. Pretty simple. Yeah.
I took notes.
Okay. Good. And then I'm going to break it down to you in the email so that it's like super easy and we're going to go through it too. Because definitely, you know, you got to get your blessing from the husband, but you know, good news is we're catching you right before your next billing and this is going to be less expensive than what you're paying with Angie's and way more services. So that's where I'm like, wow, this couldn't be a better time. You know, firm believer, everything happens for a reason. So
for a reason. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
So what we're looking at right now to start with that 13 at $55. So we're looking at like $715.
Yeah,
there.
But you don't prepay that till you're approved. So that's going to happen like towards like the middle to end of January. So pull up your email. And let me see when, let me make sure you, okay, hold on, I want to make sure, okay. All right, cool.
All right, let's see.
Hold on. Yeah, let me just, about to hit send, you know, like, I like to make sure my I's are dotted, T's are crossed, so I don't make no mistakes.
Right.
You know? Okay, here it is. All right, you should get it now.
Typically, my email likes to...
It's going to be coming from M. Evans, Matt Evans, short for that local slash. Sometimes it takes a second. You know how that goes.
Yeah, no worries.
And sometimes it ends up in the drunk, but that's very rare. I see it end up there.
Yeah, a few of my estimates have ended up in junk.
I know. Don't you hate that?
And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, have you ever called sometimes, like, you ever called out to on your phone number and it says spam? And I'm like, dude, this is my business number. I've had this for years. You know, it's like, and I'm like, and so I sometimes have to tell my company, can you, like, tell the carriers, like, this is my business number? And, like, you know, it's like,
right.
I don't know.
Okay, so I've got it.
Okay. So we're going to break this down. So the first three are just videos. This is the first one. We were on CBS News, by the way, on TV. So Extra Space Storage, who has 4,400 locations, is our client. And that's their director of marketing praising us from the hilt. That third one is the electrician video I was telling you about, Stingray Electric. If you just Google them right now, too, you'll see them. They're out of Florida. Their owner, right, he did a video about how the Google pay per leads, like he started with with the other stuff with us. And then we worked on getting him, you know, approved just like we're talking about. And then how those leads like took his business to the next level. Okay.
Got it.
So it's a great video. So, you know, some good credibility stuff there. But, at the end of the day, you know, we're a firm believer. Just give us 3 months, right? We don't lock you in any long-term contract. We do ask that you give us 3 months, though, because there's a lot of stuff that we do up front and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So let's break down the pricing and explain it all to you, okay? Your first month is $549, and this is called our ideal package, okay? Based on my vast years and extensive knowledge and experience, this is the best package to set you up for success, okay? Yes, we have more expensive packages and this and that, and we can always add to the budget later, but to get you, like, good results at a good price point where we're not spending too much money either, this is my top recommendation, okay?
Okay.
So basically $199 is what gets you on top of the keywords in the Jacksonville area on the map section we talked about. Out of the package, we spend $100, okay, that goes straight to Facebook's pocket on Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
So every package, right, we do include Facebook ads. Now, we can always increase the Facebook ads as over time. So you might, you know, talk with us in like 3-4 months, be like, hey, guys, can we spend a little bit more money on Facebook? And some people ask that, and we do, right? And so if you want to add an extra $100, then you can. And it just goes straight to Facebook. It doesn't increase our cost other than just the $100 extra towards Facebook, okay? So there's that ability to fluctuate and make changes, okay? The one-time application fee, that was what I was talking to you about, getting your background check, right? There's two background check companies that are used, okay? Evident ID and Pinkerton. Those are the companies that Google uses with us. And so you would get an email and whatnot. We would walk you through it. We'd help you get, you know, all the paperwork. We're going to gather all that. There's actually an account manager, their job, and we won't be switching them like Angie's does to you. But your account manager will gather all this stuff up, make sure it's done, and make sure it's done properly for you so you get approved for this program, okay?
Okay.
So first month is $549. That includes your first month of service and includes your application fee to get you the Google pay-per-lead program, okay?
Okay.
First month, $549. Then thereafter, it's only $299 a month for keeping you on top of Google and your Facebook ads. So very affordable, okay? The only add-on is what you see below, okay? And that's the pay per lead that we've talked about extensively, where you get pricing over the phone, right? And you turn that thing on and off at your discretion.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that one-time cost of $715 will make you prepay, let's say, towards the end of January. But by then, you've already seen results. You've already gotten business from us even in the first couple months. And you're like, yeah, this is a no-brainer. We'll spend that $715. You prepay the 13 leads, right? And then Google, as you use it, will reactivate and just basically refill as you use the leads, okay, on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
So you turn it on. Let's say the first month you use 2 leads out of your 13 prepaid, okay? Then the next month you already have a bunch of leads remaining, right? And, you know, you can, like I said, keep drawing from that account as you please.
Okay. And then once that's depleted, is it an automatic charge of another 13?
Yeah, so great question. Yeah, so Google will charge you for what leads you used. Okay? So, like, for instance, if you use all 13 in 1 month, then Google is going to replenish the 13. Okay? And we're here to work that with you. So, obviously, you don't want to, like, just take too many leads right out the gate, because you just don't want to get too crazy. So let's say you prepay the 13 and you only use 2 leads, okay? The following month, it's you, like, because they want you to keep a 13, like account running. So they would only charge you for the 2 leads that you used the previous month, even though you already prepaid 13. So they'll refill it for whatever you use. So if you used all 13, then they're going to refill the next month another 13, right?
Okay.
But they make you first to set it up. It's a 13, like setup, right? Now, the cost per lead right now in your area in the Jacksonville is $55. it can fluctuate over time. Again, I've been here for a long time, so we use this thing called max lead bidding, okay? And what that is look, it will fluctuate from time to time. It could go up a dollar, it could go down a couple bucks, okay? Usually it goes up a little bit, like, you know, a buck here, a buck there. I wish pricing stayed same for, you know, anything in America, but, you know, but they're not going to, like, one day be at 55 and then 100 the next day either per lead. That won't, you won't see that kind of thing, okay? But you will see some fluctuation on the cost per lead because, you know, it's Google, right?
Oh, so yeah.
This platform, though, ultimately we manage it. You're going to have it all in your dashboard. Cool thing, Melissa, about our company is we have spent extensive amount of money having this killer dashboard for you guys where all your calls are recorded. We give you a tracking number. It goes on your website. It goes on all your ads. It goes on everywhere to show us the analytics, to show you the analytics, right? And ultimately to, like, make sure that, you know, we are performing for you because at the end of the day, we're looking for long-term relationships. We're not looking for those 7% of people that don't work out. We want people to work out. So the tracking phone number is going to be a huge thing. If you have problems getting your website, we could always recreate you a new website. If you can't get the hold of your domain name, we could always get you another domain name. That's all part of our package, too, to give full control and that everything is all under one umbrella as us being your marketing agency.
Okay. I'm literally sending an email. I'm multitasking and listening at the same time.
Yeah.
To my marketing manager now.
Mm-hmm.
About the website.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, I don't like that it has LLC.com in the domain name, to be honest with you. You know, and even.
Well, the reason why they did that is because when we opened the business a year ago, we went through, a company called Zen Business.
Yeah, I know Zen Business. Like, I've used them before to create an LLC in the past myself, so I know exactly. Who they
are. And so I created myself, which I was pretty impressed with. It was only like a one-page website, but I created it through them.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, we don't own the domain, so
yeah.
I just did it as Raise Roofing through Zen, and then when I couldn't get Sam to go on board with that, he couldn't make the changes and things. They gave him access, but it wasn't what they needed, I guess.
You couldn't get a hold of the domain name to move it somewhere else?
Yeah, we could not with that one through Zen. So they created the LLC one and did everything on there, and I had to tweak this and tweak that and, you know, back and forth. And I'm... So, and we paid like, I think almost $800 for that.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure it's ours, but I'm double checking right now.
Yeah. And that's fine. Like I said, we could always figure out another, like, we can always get another domain name if we need to. It doesn't matter. You have an LLC. The more important thing is your Google business profile. I highly recommend that you get the LLC out of the name. We're going to have to do a address change anyways. While we do that, I think we should get rid of the LLC out of your name. It just because it's too polished, you know, and people don't care if you're an LLC, S-Corp, a DBA, right? It just clutters your name. So just having it show as Raised Roofing is a better strategy on Google than having it show as Raised Roofing LLC, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a little tidbit for the day, okay? So, you know, but, yeah, like there's a lot of details when it comes to optimizing you and getting you, like, the success you guys are looking for. But with our package, I definitely feel it's very cost economical for you guys versus what you're spending now. And we're going to have three layers and three ponds we're going to be fishing in because we're going to get you on the map section. We're going to get you approved for the pay-per-leads, which you'll turn on and off when you need more or less business. Okay. So let's say if you guys got a ton of work, obviously you're going to turn that thing off. Right. And you're going to learn how to do it. So easy, Melissa. Like I have older people, I have old guys that, you know, are electricians that can do it. So if they can do it, okay, you'll definitely be able to do it. Right. So, but yeah, it's so easy. So if you guys go on a vacation, right, if you decide, okay, you know, we want to go to Florida to the beach, or, you know, you guys can literally turn that thing off and, you know, not run through your budget or have these calls. So again, even if somebody calls you, you're not getting charged for those calls until you actually get pricing or schedule to meet with somebody. So as long as you're smart on those, and you'll know when the paper leads are coming through, it's very obvious, right? It shows on your caller ID, like you'll see it. So as long as you're smart with it, it will really, be very beneficial to get you guys more filler work, you know, when you need it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like with Angie, when I talked to Brett last week, and he was like, well, are you calling them back to back twice? Are you doing this? Are you doing, and like, Brett, I literally answer the call as soon as it comes, like, cause this is my job. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Answering the call as soon as it comes in, connecting, trying to connect. Some people have, like, finally after bugging them for like a week straight, I had one lady call me back. It was like the first lead that came through. She's like, Melissa, I am so sorry to have wasted your time. She's like, my husband clicked on a video about how much a roof would cost. And she's like, you don't understand what this has opened up for us. We're having people stopping by the house, calling us, like, we don't know what spam. And she's like, and honestly, he was just wondering, we really don't need one. Why in the world am I paying, you know, $2,000 for people? And some are older people. One thought, you know, it was a government assistance thing. And then Brett's like, well, just go to their house. You get their address. And I'm like, we've done that too. And we end up there and they're like, who are you and what do you want? And we're not those aggressive. Like, my husband's not going to be aggressive. He's not one of those.
And you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because that's
I'm not going to stick my foot in the door.
People
and
don't
like,
appreciate that, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was all, you know, Brett stalked me from what I was saying. And, like, I'm going to escalate it up to my management. And, you know, I still haven't heard anything back. So, anyways,
Yeah, no.
So what would I have to pay today, that $549?
Yep, your $549 gets everything running. And you guys are going to see results in the first 30 days. Like, and then after 60 days, this thing's taking off. And then at the 90th day, especially when you have your pay-per-leads, this thing's full steam ahead. So, you know, you're saving a lot of money compared to Angie's. The only, like, extra recommendation I would recommend is once we start giving you traction, right, you know, maybe we spend a little bit more on Facebook ads, you know, down the road. Instead of $100 a month, we increase it to maybe $150 or $200, you know. That would be the only tweak over time, because again, the paper leads, you can draw as many or less as you want. So that's going to really help you. But the only thing extra I would say over time that we might want to do is, you know, maybe spend an extra $50, you know, here and there on Facebook on a monthly basis, right? Still keeping it affordable, but still adding a little bit more fuel to the fire, if you get my drift.
Absolutely. And we've had quite a few people say they found us on Facebook. So that's awesome. My question, one, okay, we have this MyAIO. If I go with you guys, should I cancel with them?
Yes, you're going to have to. Yes, because it's like almost like they're a competition with us. So what you would need to first find out, if you can't bring on the – I'm already in the package giving you a website, right? And if you like your website the way it is, we can replicate it. But I'm giving you a website. If you can bring the website over, great. It just speeds things up. If you can't, We're going to give you a website. It takes us 7 to 10 days to build you out a nice website. Okay. If you can keep the domain name, great. If not, we'll purchase you another domain name. It's not a problem. Okay. We're
is that
going to
be an additional cost?
Nope. It's all part of the $549. So I'm throwing all that in there for you. Normally it's like an extra $99 for that stuff. But again, I want you as a client. So I'm not sitting here trying to nickel and dime you guys. I just want to be straight.
Okay.
Yeah. So $549 covers your first month of service. All the pricing's broken down there. $100 of that $549 is going to Facebook. $199 is going to us to get you on the top. Right. And then the $250 mm-hmm. is your application fee to get you approved for those pay per leads, because that is a project. It's a 60-day project. But we want to be doing that in the background, right, and starting that thing moving and getting it in motion, because the quicker I get that thing done for you guys, the quicker we can turn that on. And then you can start drawing from that, right, because that right there, especially that video I sent you, right, I'm telling you, is the game changer. Yes, having that flat rate for that $299 a month is a no-brainer. Of course, that's getting you business. Of course, it's going to have a good ROI, especially for what you do, okay? But when you want to take your business to that next level, right, where we're like, okay, all right, Local Splash is getting us great results for this $299. Yes, let's start drawing these leads. Then, you know, imagine if you took, I don't know, 5 leads a month, and out of those 5, let's say 2 of them turn into jobs, okay? And let's say you don't have a huge success rate on them. And that's still kind of like, normally it's like I see people having like 60 to 75% closing rate on those pay-per-leads. But let's say 2 out of the 5, so you did 55 times 5, you spent $275, and yet you got 2 jobs out of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
you're
going to
be like,
brain.
Okay,
that's
let's go.
Brain.
Let's do even more. But you want to, like you said, walk before you run. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to take yourself through that. Like, okay, let's be careful with it and not just give pricing to everybody, because you don't want to spend a bunch of money. And then your husband, you know, saying, whoa, we're spending all this money on these paper leads. Right. You're not prepared. And you don't, you know, you get what I'm saying. So just be careful first until you get your feet wet, you know, and then, and then over time you can speed it up more and more and more is what I'm saying.
Gotcha. Now, with the Facebook, that all sounds great, by the way, with the Facebook, so Sam has been creating posts off of We have a OneDrive where I've, you know, put job pictures and this, that, and the other in there.
Nice. We could help with the posts, but I think him still doing his posts. We'll have access to your business Facebook page, because you'll just share the login information with my account manager that I signed your case.
Right.
Okay. But we're going to be running your ads for you.
So
on the Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the
prepaid
ads.
Well, if I get rid
ads.
Of my AIO, like, I'm fine, because if you were to go to our Facebook right now or our Instagram, you would be like, these are great, but gosh, it's the same picture with a different verbiage over top.
We always change it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be crappy, like shoddy stuff. So we're going to be like the posting on your Facebook and all that stuff. We can help with that, but our main duty on your Facebook page is running the retargeting ads to get people to call you guys, because now they see you're like, whoa, I just typed this in. I'm getting these guys now showing up on my Facebook feed. Let me call them. Okay. And it works. It does turn into business. I'm not saying it's a game changer, but it definitely helps. It helps get business, especially your first 30 days while we're getting things to move. That's going to be a real helpful thing to, you know, show you guys progress. So, you know, but having all three at your disposal at an affordable rate is what benefits my businesses, right? The companies that work with us, because you know, we're not just getting you on the map section. We're not just doing the Google pay per leads or just Facebook ads. We're doing all three approaches, right, to fish in different ponds, you sort of say, to bring in the customer and not charging you $2,000. I mean, look,
yeah,
if you went crazy on the pay per leads, you could rack the bill up a little bit. Let's say, you know, you took 10 leads, you know, that's like 55, 10 times 55, that's 550 plus the 299 on the flat. So there's 849. So, I mean, the most
still
that you
better
could ever
than
spend,
Angie.
Yeah, it's definitely cheaper than Angie. And look, being at the tippy top of Google is better than anything. Like, cause you know why? 93% of people go to Google.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now you're sure you can get us on top of Google with all the competition that's here in
Absolutely.
The area?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's what we specialize in. We've been doing this 20 years now. So, and
gotcha.
You know, based upon, you know, our discussion, I mean, does the ideal package sound like it'd be a good fit for your business?
Oh, absolutely. I'm thinking right now how to tell Angie to, you know, the big no, I'm not handling this anymore. And then also I need to figure out with Sam, the My AIO, are you guys mm-hmm. based out of North Carolina?
No, we're actually out of Fountain Valley. We're right by Disneyland in Southern California.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I got
definitely.
You. Okay.
Yeah. So but we go on.
Oh, well, my AIO is Chicago, so that's
okay.
why I am.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've been here for 20 years now, you know. We're about
okay.
to have our Christmas parties coming up, so everybody's excited for talking about that. But yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's definitely logistics you'll be able to work on while we start getting, you know, things in motion, right?
Okay.
You know, whether they can transfer your domain name or your like your website or not, it's either going to happen or it's not, but we're already prepared and covered to help you.
Yeah and that's the least of my worries. Sam's been good. I will say, you know, sometimes hard to understand, but he's been pretty decent for the few months that we've worked together. So I just, to cancel with him, I'm, you know, going to have to explain. But let's see, Joe is, I know this is, are you trying, you're trying to land a roofer for this area like today. Is that what you said?
Well, that's what, yeah, because they actually in the Jacksonville area, this just came available. So
I
we are you. Actively, all the Google partners are actually calling to get this filled. So once it gets filled, it's for the map section, right? The paper leads, that's not
uh-huh.
the issue, but it's the actual map section. So once that position gets filled, then none of the Google partners can call on it, right? And it's done. So, you know, and our commitment too is we only work with one business per area. So we're
okay.
like actively obviously trying to get the Jacksonville roofing category filled, you know, and have it, you know, solidified. So that's why we're talking
gotcha.
To you.
Gotcha. All right. Joe is at an inspection right now. Let me see if I can find him on map. Right.
Yeah, if you want to just put me on hold real quick and you can call him.
Well, I don't want him to be at, let's see, Joe Bay, where are you at there, kind sir? All right. Looks like he left. Looks like he was at the bank.
And so obviously the 148 Old Ferry Road is not going to be the address that we're going to be using. The 1303. Is it the Summerwood? Is that what you said?
No. 1119 Pickett
uh-huh.
Road.
How do you spell that?
P-I-C-K-E-T-T.
There
and
it
is.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
And
yep.
Yep. 28540.
Yes,
that
sir.
It? Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
And then
Buddy,
you want like
this
910-581-3764. Is that the main number like you want showing up on Google?
Yes, that's the one that we had just gotten additional lines on each of our cell phones for the company. Okay. So you may see on Google right now that 706-393-2477.
Uh-huh.
But Sam was like, I don't want you to mess anything with Google. Let me handle it. Because he had such a hard time getting it verified. He's like, well, wait, I'm changing it. So I have not done anything with the Google.
But
that's
you want this number, this 3764 number to be the new number. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that's fine. So we're going to update that. We're going to get rid of the LLC too as well. It's just going to be the Raise Roofing. That way it's like, you know, the way it should be. I don't know why they did that, but you never know. They didn't tell you this.
Okay, Sam just emailed me. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
All right. Did he not? I hope you're doing well and have a great week. Yes, I own the domain. We have a company account, and through that account, I purchased that domain. As I am allowed to. What happened? Everything okay?
Cool.
Yeah.
So you own the
domain.
So you can transfer that or you can move that or whatnot. Is it like, is it held like in a GoDaddy or is it, do you know where it's held by any chance? Or?
I'm asking okay. Right now.
Perfect.
Because apparently, let's see. He owns the domain. We have a company account, and through that account, I purchased that domain as
perfect.
I am allowed to. And then he said, what happened? Everything okay? And all I said is, can it be transferred to me?
Mm-hmm.
So waiting for that response. Matt, do you have a direct line just in case I disconnect by putting
the
call
on hold?
Yeah,
I do. It's like, here, I'll send it to you right now, too. Here.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. It's like you dial 800 and then my extension. It's hard to get me on a direct, so here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like because it's in case I'm on the phone, like my company wants to make sure. Like, we always attend to people, and, like, people don't get lost in voicemails, you understand?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's in my email, too, but...
Oh, okay. Hold on one second.
I'm going to text you.
I just
want to
make sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay,
like,
so let me put you on... Let me see if I can figure this out here. Put you on hold. Just hit hold with this, I guess.
Are you on an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're obviously on a call, and then, like, here.
Three little dots at the bottom.
Hold on. Let me. Yeah, so you add, there's a plus sign that says add call, like on the actual call itself.
I don't want to add call because I don't know if he's on the way to the inspection. I want to hold.
Well, what I'm saying is that when you do add call, it'll allow you to then call him, and it puts me on hold, and it doesn't three-way it. It just allows us. It just allows you to just put me on hold when you do that call.
Oh.
Are you trying to call?
Okay. Well, I was going to, but why am I not getting that? I have speaker, FaceTime, mute. I have the more button, but that is add people. Duh. Okay. Let's try this.
Yeah. No problem.
All right, if I lose you, I promise I will call you back.
Yeah, I'll call you back if you lose me. No problem. I understand.
Okay.
No problem. Yeah, I got you.
All right, let's try